There's Something I've Been Dying to Tell You by Linda Bellingham. Read by Sue Holderness.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Cancer? What do you mean, cancer? I asked in amazement. The very pleasant gentleman in front of my husband and me visibly crumpled in his seat. He stared at his computer for a few seconds and then seemed to pull himself up and looked me straight in the eye. I am so terribly sorry. I thought you had already been informed of your position. You have cancer of the colon and lesions on your lungs and your liver. I cannot describe what this moment was like, effectively. I have tried so many different ways to put it into words, and it is just not possible. Anyone in this position, as I was at that moment, might possibly agree with me when I say I felt nothing except disbelief. Me? Cancer? Never. It had never occurred to me I would die of cancer. Heart failure, maybe. Liver damage, quite possibly. But not cancer. How stupid is that? The statistics suggest that 1 in 3 people die of cancer. My mind was starting to wander. I was suddenly aware of Michael, my dear, darling husband, sobbing in the chair next to me. I put my hand on his arm and said, "Don't cry, darling."